This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January the 25th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I'd like to convene the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for January 25th, 2007. In attendance, our Vice Chairman Mason, Commissioner Weintraub, Commissioner Toner, and myself. Commissioner Walther and Von Spakovsky are absent today due to personal matters. Before we have a very short agenda, and I think we'll be able to move through it fairly quickly. Before we started, I just did want to highlight one announcement of the Commission, which occurred Tuesday, which is, I think, of significance to those running for federal office, which is that as a consequence of our statutory obligations under BCRA, the FEC has recalculated the contribution limits for a number of the different particular limits, and I think probably most significantly for those involved in campaigns, the contribution limits for individuals to candidate committees and the national party committees, and those are now available on our website. The individual contribution limits to candidates have gone up to $2,300, and in this period of time in which there's a great deal of attention being paid to the fundraising for the presidential races, that obviously is of some significance to those involved in that process. With that said, I'd like to move to the agenda. The first item we have today is the correction and the approval of the minutes. Vice Chairman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes of an open meeting of the Federal Election Commission of Thursday, December 14, 2006, as set forth in Agenda Document 0701.
The Vice Chairman has moved the adoption of Agenda Document 0701. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? And the Vice Chairman's motion passes by a vote of 4-0. The second item on our agenda is Advisory Opinion 2006-35, submitted by the Colby for Congress Committee, and Agenda Document, and that appears, I guess, as Agenda Document, the answer or draft appears as Agenda Document 0702. We have Stacy Shin, Ron Knopp, and Dwayne Pugh from the General Counsel's Office today, I believe.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. The draft advisory opinion before you responds to a request on behalf of Colby for Congress. Colby for Congress is the principal campaign committee of Representative Jim Colby, who recently retired from the House of Representatives. According to the request, the House Ethics Committee conducted a formal inquiry regarding improper conduct involving members of Congress and House pages. The Justice Department is conducting a preliminary inquiry on the same matter. And in addition, the Justice Department inquiry is also concerned with a trip to the Grand Canyon attended by Representative Colby and two former House pages, among others. The committee asks whether it may use campaign funds to pay for legal expenses incurred by Representative Colby in responding to these inquiries and related press inquiries. The draft concludes that the committee may use campaign funds to pay for these expenses because they are ordinary and necessary expenses incurred in connection with duties of a federal office holder, and they do not constitute personal use under the Act and Commission regulations. We have not received any comments on this advisory opinion, and I will be happy to address any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Shin. Any comments or questions? It was a very compelling presentation. Vice Chairman Mason?
I move approval.
Okay. The Vice Chairman has moved for the approval of Agenda Document 0702, which is the answer to the request for an advisory opinion from the Colby for Congress Committee. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I will move for the vote. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And the Vice Chairman's motion passes by a vote of 4-0. Thank you, Ms. Shin.
Thank you.
The next matter on our agenda is Advisory Opinion 2006-37, submitted by Barry Kissin and the Kissin for Congress Committee. We have Mr. Buckley and Mr. Pugh from the General Counsel's Office. Good morning, Mr. Buckley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners.
Barry J.C. Kissin and Kissin for Congress, his principal campaign committee, requested the advisory opinion before you in Agenda Document 07-03. The request asks whether Kissin for Congress may disburse to Mr. Kissin approximately $15,000 as a partial repayment of funds Mr. Kissin provided to Kissin for Congress, which were reported as contributions from the candidate, but which Mr. Kissin contends were in fact loans from him to his principal campaign committee. The draft concludes that based on the evidence provided, the funds provided by Mr. Kissin to his principal campaign committee were in fact loans by him to the committee, and that the committee may repay Mr. Kissin any portion of that outstanding debt with its cash on hand. The draft also requires Kissin for Congress to amend its reports on file with the commission to accurately reflect the nature of the funds provided by Mr. Kissin to Kissin for Congress. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions you may have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Commissioner Tonin?
Mr. Chairman, if there's no discussion, I would move approval of Agenda Document Number 07-03.
Commissioner Toner has so moved. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? The Commissioner Toner's motion passes by a vote of 4-0. Thank you. If I could just take a moment and thank our staff for this, especially Rosie Smith, who is here and has not said anything today, but who I think is responsible for leading the policy teams and whose hard work I think has made our task today much easier. I'd also like to thank Mr. Pugh, and although she's not up here, her matters aren't up here today, Amy Rothstein as well, for leading those two teams. While my name ends up on the documents, while we end up responsible for having issued them, it really is the hard work of the staff that makes all of this possible, and so I wanted to thank all of you. Okay. Mr. Sigmund, are there any other matters related to the management or administration of the FEC that need to come before the Commission today?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, there aren't.
Okay. And with that, our meeting is adjourned. Thank you.